other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is what is so frustrating. We're going to put the PDF up on screen a little bit later of the actual British government document. It's one of literally thousands that say the same thing. They talk about us, how we're animals, how they're manipulating us, how they're controlling us. And when you have all these admissions of what they're doing and how they want to kill the majority of us, and then the public argues with you, oh, the government wouldn't kill 3,000 on 9/11. Oh, the government wouldn't stage Gulf of Tonkin. It's just asinine. We're going to go to calls coming up in the next segment, but Alan, you've hit upon the key here. It's this predatory mindset. They believe it's a virtue. It's like a wolf killing a sheep. The wolf doesn't feel guilty. This is what it's doing. And how do we get people to recognize the scientific and technological elite takeover that Eisenhower warned us about? How do we let them understand that there is a group watching and manipulating us like we are bacteria in a petri dish? Only by getting outside the control paradigm, seeing the larger picture, can people have any chance of stopping this. But they've trained the slaves to giggle and laugh and be delusional, where if they laugh something off, that makes it not exist, and laugh at their utter destruction.
It's that, but it's also, we've got to understand something. Most people don't know there's been a war on their cultural values for well over 100 years. I mean complete all-out war by the media, by entertainment, by all the so-called lefties that work together with the boys at the top. And the first thing they said in the late 1800s, H.G. Wells said this, we must destroy the family unit. That was taken up from the Fabian Society to the Marxist groups. That became a prime tenet of the Communist Manifesto as well, destruction of the family unit. Everything that stood in the way of takeover as a group, or, which is really a small clan, you stand up for your relatives and for those you love. If they can destroy all that, and Bertrand Russell put it even better, he said, if we can create an egocentric, narcissistic society where everyone is in love with themselves, they'll stand up for no one. Therefore, the government can rule each person right down to them, and no one will stand up to defend them if we go for them. That's happened today.
Now, I want you to talk more about that, but they also create counterfeits for different personality types. They know psychos and sociopaths will buy into the narcissism and go ahead and abort their babies or go ahead and let the CPS take their kid because the kid was trouble anyways. And who cares if my neighbor's being drug away? He had a nicer car than I did. Or, oh, I love being an environmentalist. We're going to shock it to the business owners with more taxes. You know, this rat-like mentality. But for gracious, good people who are centered and realize we should be giving and should have honor and courage and should be informed and be involved in community and stand up for our fellow man and that we're all part of a larger species, they come in with fake liberal and altruistic systems to then take the best of us and get us working for them towards their goal. So they've typecast everything. They have different media, different strata, different propaganda, different niches, different subgroups, and they write all about it even in the 20s. The fellow that wrote the book Propaganda. I mean, it's all Ever Bernays. It's just all there, and we're here desperately telling people.
Yes, and they knew that stuff from Bernays in the 1800s with the book called The Crowd. And he was taught by experts from childhood for his role, by the way. So they understood that through scientific indoctrination, they could create the kind of society that they wanted, helpless. They wouldn't even know they were helpless, in fact, but they'd be very happy. And Rockefeller said it himself. He said the people will come to us with perfect docility at the end when they take it all away from the public and give us a substitute system. That can be done for most people. Most people cannot think for themselves. They live in Plato's cave. They can only parrot what each one parrots from the media. And because they're all parroting the same things, they think they're sane. They actually think they're sane. And they're living in a false paradigm completely.
This is key. This is key. Alan Watt, a big part of Fall of the Republic, a big part of the next Fall of the Republic. Get it on DVD. Make copies. Get it out to people still in the Matrix. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got a really good memory, but it's not perfect. No one's is. Unless it's the Borg mind of the computer system, and that's full of mistakes. But it's like yesterday, I was up on air talking about Pentagon technology to get the heat resonance biometric print of your body, or even your shoulders and the top of your head. And I got an email saying, Alex, they can't brain scan you from orbit. People got confused by that. I was reading a BBC article from, 5 years ago, about 25 meters away, they can brain scan you, and they're putting these up. It was also CBS News. Then I went into identification, biometric systems of how you walk from the ground, satellites that can identify you once they have your heat resonance print of your shoulders and the top of your head. From orbit. Okay, that is admitted. So people get confused by that. Now, I was going from memory on this DCDC Global Strategic Trends Program 2007-2036. Here's the London Guardian. Revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, a grim vision of the future. I need to get Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, somebody, one of my great writers, researchers, to go through this report 3 years later and show how much of what they talked about that would start happening by 2010 has now begun. Okay? But in here, I had them search in the PDF file, it's 100-something pages, the term neutron weapons. And they did find it, but it talks about how they may be used to end war, kind of what Bertrand Russell was saying, of we'll use nuclear war to knock out all our enemies and then have an age of peace. So it must be the U.S. version of this, or perhaps even a PNAC, because I know I've read it and did a story about it, where they talk about we'll use neutron bombs against populations if they try to take over the government. So we need to ferret that out because, again, these things all mimic each other and are very similar. We're going to go to calls here, but Alan Watt, you were getting into the narcissism, how they train people to not care. I've read Roman historians who wrote about the fact that early on in Rome, they didn't have gladiatorial events, and that they scientifically, as a way to dehumanize, and so people would put up with tyranny, first it was convicted hardcore criminals had to fight. Then it was old slaves. Then it was basically everybody. Then it was your neighbor next week. And as long as the public could cheer for somebody being torn apart this week, that dehumanized everyone and made them enjoy seeing their fellow humans killed. Next week it would probably be them, and that things got worse and worse as the empire declined. They did this consciously 2,000 plus years ago, right through their fall in 410 to the Visigoth chieftain Alaric. And so this is a much more, I mean, they had scientific control 2,000 years ago. The Greeks had it 2,500 years ago. Continue.
Yes, and what you find, too, is that the big authors who worked for the Fabian Society, which is just an arm, a specialized arm to control left-wing for the socialized world that they bring in on behalf of the elite. In fact, it was all started up by the elite themselves and funded by them. And they're all Institute of International Affairs. They're all branches, specialized branches of the same thing. And you'll find that their authors have talked about this particular age we're in today. One of them was Arnold Toynbee, a professor at Oxford. He was the one who taught Rhodes Scholars for world government on behalf of the elite. And he said in his own history books, he's a philosopher and historian, he said that this is what happens at the end of an age where an empire is going down. Now, the elite always move out before the empire crashes, by the way. You never see that the rich people get put under. And they bring homosexuality to the fore, lesbianism, party, party, party for the wealthy elites, and then the rest emulate that too. They have fewer and fewer children. They have infanticide. It becomes very common. And so they know the techniques of bringing down society. Everybody's partying, having fun, entertainment, drama, plays staged as never before. And it says that this can be re-implemented at any time, in any culture, in any empire. And the same, as long as you bring in the same formula and sequence, you can recreate that and bring the people down to basically a slave level. And that was also said by Carl Quigley, Professor Carl Quigley, who was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, and he taught at the U.S. State Department. He taught the diplomats, and he also taught the guys in the Pentagon. So they use knowledge for weapons. Knowledge is power, and it can be weaponized if you understand the techniques and the formulas to reintroduce the same sequences. You can bring people down as you control them, every stage of the way. And today we have nothing. Today we're living as like Sodom and Gomorrah. Regular television now is basically pornography. They're bringing up live simulated sex shows on British morning TV. This kind of stuff, it's hard. This is the key, too. To break all natural bonding rules that creates a strong cultural society. And it starts really with the man and the woman as the first target. You divide them, you conquer them, you then separate the children, the state view of the children with new values, which are all politically correct. Every intake in kindergarten is taught to a scientific formula so that the intake in the previous year are given a little upgrade from the previous year before them for what they will expect to happen culturally in society in their lifetime, so that when it happens, they think it's normal. And Beria, who was a KGB or NKVD head of the Soviet Union in 1934 at the International Communist Meeting, talked about this. He said it used to take 70 years to alter society in a cultural way to our advantage. Now, he said, in 1934, it takes 5 years through indoctrination of the intakes of children. Today is down to year by year by year through kindergarten. It's a scientific indoctrination so that they'll get brought up in a world where, yeah, brain chipping will be normal. Hermaphroditic beings cloned in laboratories will be normal, all kinds. There'll be no such thing as pedophilia anymore. That's another big goal. Destruction of all normalcy means you are defenseless against the big boys because you have no cultural values to hold on to and stand up for. When you can't stand up for anything, you are totally defeated.
You're now a blank slate that they can program anything they want into. You're an empty hard drive.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go over this, and then we're going to calls. I mentioned this last hour. Contestants turn torturers in French TV game show experiment. And here's the Stanford experiment from 71, where the professors themselves went crazy with the mock prison and torture, and even began actually trying to hurt people and kill people. And they were telling people to mock executions that they thought were real, and they were actually carrying it out because of the mad, crazy power trip. And this was almost 40 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. This was 39 years ago. Think of how far they've taken us now. I want to play a Fox News clip of this torture show where we're all being taught it's beautiful and wonder. Roses aren't beautiful, beautiful green fields, beautiful oceans, love, innocence, honor. It's not good. Death, destruction, blood, torture. This is what's beautiful. This is what's good. This is your power. Your power to hate and kill and to give support to killing. An evil culture by design, so we're defenseless. Virtue, sovereignty is the antidote. States' rights, cutting the size of government, not putting your children in government training camps, warning everyone you know, getting upset, getting through the comfort zone, breaking out of your bubbles, realizing how serious and real this is, and that everything else you're being programmed with is fake. What's real is the government think tanks. What's real is the documents. What's real is what's really happening, not the false spectrum analysis projected on you that is literally a matrix-like system that we're now digitally, television all going now to 3D, which they admit is total mind control, makes you mentally ill, just total programming, drugging the water supply. We're deep into this technological dictatorship right now. Let's go to this clip.
Shows, well, it is that and then some. French producers actually mocked up a game show. Contestants were posed questions. If they got them wrong, they're commanded to throw a switch and zap a fellow on, literally, on the hot seat. Now, it appears that he gets hit with electricity upwards of, 420 volts worth. All the while, the audience of this game show shouting, punish him, punish him. Take a look and listen.
Laissez-moi partir! Laissez-moi partir!
Bizarre. Contestants and audience are real. They think the game is real. The guy on the hot seat is an actor. He is faking it and faking it very well. It looks like he's almost about to die. And here is the punchline. I saved the headline for last, John. While some of the contestants said no, they would not participate in this, 82% said yes and pulled the switch.
Pretty bizarre TV experiment. What's the reaction?
Well, producers are defending it. They say they're just updating a psychological experiment, which was actually run in the United States about 50 years ago. But France is taken aback. I spoke to one top commentator, and his words to me are, it was stupid. It was crazy.
All right, let's
French
stop.
Newspapers are covering.
Last week, Georgian state-controlled TV broadcast that the Russians had invaded again. They never invaded to begin with. They have simulated cyber attacks, simulated terror attacks. They announce on U.S. TV it's fake only at the beginning. All of this War of the World psychological brainwashing. This is done so people associate torture as fun. That's why they brought out the Abu Ghraib torture, was to get you ready to accept it. Now police all over the world are taught pain compliance, and a federal court and a state court have ruled police can now break arms and taser you to answer questions without a warrant. Alan Watt.
Yes, in fact, as it's come out in different court hearings, or it's not even court hearings, I don't think he even goes to court when they taser people and kill them, the police were now using tasers for compliance. Compliance is that's what it's all about now, compliance. You comply, you do what you're told. There's no such thing as rights anymore. You're taught to simply obey or else. But sadomasochistic techniques have been bombarded into the public's brains by movies for the last 40 years.
Well, the headline out of New York State, stay there, we're going to come back and finish up on that, Alan. One of the headlines was in New York, I believe it was AP, judge rules police can taser to make you answer questions. But you have a Fifth Amendment. Or court rules they can taser you to give DNA sample. I mean, you're in it. gurney strapped down and they're tasering you over and over again, just enjoying it. Oh, yeah.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change, not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a scientific kill grid. Thousands of government documents say once the scientific dictatorship is in place, and they're getting close, they're not going to just soft kill a few million here and there. They're going to just kill in mass. Alan Watts, our guest. I want to go to Alex, Shannon, Dirk, Kay, Tim, and others, but Alan, I see a blurring of reality and fiction with all these fake drills or Russia attacked Georgia. It was a lie 2 years ago. It's a lie now when they ran the newscast nationwide. The people are very angry in Georgia. They have all these TV shows that where they don't tell you it's real or not. They announce they've captured an Al-Qaeda leader sometimes 14, 15 times, never retract the last time. They're scientifically setting the precedent where they just lie and deceive all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's a technique, too, because, see, this is the it's a war of terror, not on terror. It's a war of terror. You always use terroristic techniques on the vast population when you're drastically changing quickly into a new system. Again, you want that, for obedience and compliance. And that's what we're seeing happening now. But when you see, there's so many television series out now on terrorism, and government agencies dealing with it all. It's all so far-fetched and crazy scenarios. But people are lapping that stuff up. They can't tell fact from fiction anymore. They see the guys in the streets with the combat boots, the cops and all the rest of it. It's all quite normal to them. And what happens is you get into a state of flux. They call it flux at the top, where you can't rationalize reality and separate it from fiction and use your own perceptions to say, am I really under attack right now, or is it mainly in my head? But all the symbols are giving you is that you're under attack, comply, obey. And they can rush forward a whole agenda with rationing, fuel rationing, which will come to as it is off the roads gradually, into the new system. And as they're doing it, yes, they will step up the decadence within society, because when in the feudal systems, they knew that when they brought out someone who'd fought against them, a hero like William Wallace, for instance, the peasantry would turn up living in their own misery, and they would actually hate someone who tried and failed, and they'd watch them being drawn and quartered and sliced up in a ritualistic killing on behalf of the king. And they'd cheer because they hate the losers. The public hate the losers. They know it within themselves. They're losers themselves. And they transfer it onto the victim who stood up and had the guts to stand up, but actually lost. This is the same technique they're showing you now. They're telling you you're nobody, you're weak, obey and maybe survive. If you don't obey, you definitely will not survive, because we'll get you. That's the message now. And they've borrowed all the terms that they used to use in the Soviet Union, like political correctness is a direct translation from them. So is
hate crime.
Anti-government. Any statement, any criticism of any policy at all is called now your anti-government. Which
and they're trying
the opposition party is the most anti-government party around.
Well, we love our country. We fear and don't like our government, and we have common sense. Here are some of the headlines. Kucinich kisses the ring as Obama deceptively sells totalitarian care in Ohio. Kucinich sells out on health care after ride in Air Force One. When I saw that photo yesterday, I knew Kucinich had sold out with Obama smiling triumphantly. He's the type of psycho that hates America, hates good people. They enjoy destroying you. They enjoy making you poor. And now this medical tyranny that does have the ration care, does have the death panels, it's all coming in now, Alan.
Matt, I mean, you also get the compulsory sterilization. That will be on the books, because look who's up there, Mr. Holdren, that wrote the book with Paul Ehrlich. Paul Ehrlich's wife is a high member of the Trilateral Commission on Cancer and Foreign Relations, and they wrote about that years ago, that they would bring in mandatory sterilization for the unfit, and that's coming now. Yeah,
they're saying now, look at this mother that had a genetic problem and she had a kid. We need pre-screening to license you to have kids. And then, we have been taking your blood at birth for the Pentagon for 37 years. Globally, it started 37 years ago. We were in a world government 37 years ago.
Yeah, we were. And again, generations haven't even known it. But the big, apart from the Federal Reserve getting created back in the early World War One. In fact, we know World War One if it wasn't for that being created. But the fact is, when FDR gave you the New Deal, that was the announcement of this is the new way, this is the new system, this supersedes the Constitution. The Constitution's out the window, and the bankers and so on. We're running the show. That was as a legal declaration.
Absolutely, and he declared the War Powers Act in 1933 and put the country into a permanent emergency, and that's what we're still under today.
Yeah. So I've never had such a thing as there was a republic in the U.S. that's been wiped out. In fact, the CFR's own writers in their own magazine, The Foreign Affairs, said that we'll do an end run around the Constitution. In other words, ignore it and go around it. They've done that.
And the SPP documents say we're going to set up the North American Union by stealth. Okay, I promise. We're going right to your calls out of this break with your key questions for Alan Watt and myself. We'll be right back at sitescuttingthematrix.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I want to be clear here. The globalists are not gods. They're not invincible. They're organized. They control the issuance of currency and credit. We can take back our town councils in England, our counties, our cities in the United States and Canada by education, by showing people the false reality that they've been living in and educating them about tyrants of history. And now this is a high-tech version. We can cut big government. We can support the family. We can trust in our Creator to lead, God, and direct us, not the big organized religion. There is a big awakening happening, and the globalists are trying to manipulate that and control that, but their global warming taxes are in trouble. The record numbers didn't take the swine flu shot or the seasonal flu, so we had record low flu. That was in Wall Street Journal, because it's the shot that gives you the flu, all the evidence shows. The people are trying to get healthier. That's why they're trying to wreck all the agriculture and industry where you are totally dependent on them. So even if you're awake, there's nothing you can do. And we're very close to entering a time when it's going to be even harder to beat these people. But I see a lot of positive things happening. Alan Watt, what do you see on the positive front? And we're going to calls.
Well, I think people will be standing up more on an individualistic basis. As you know, groups are penetrated so darn quickly and taken over very, very quickly because they've got unlimited financing at the top and unlimited agents, basically, to go and do that. I've got reports here of them doing it in Canada recently as well, and letting it undercover with far left groups and in Britain too.
They're out of control in Austin. Yeah. They're just out of control operations here in Austin.
Yes.
But it's having no effect, and people are seeing through them.
Yes, and that's the key to it. If you retain your individuality and you mix with different people, you think you're a group, whenever you see it veer off from its initial intent, then you know you've been taken over. You've got to, and then you leave it. So you don't submerge yourself and lose yourself within the group. You must always think as an individual and keep your mind on track. That's the key to everything. And the boys at the top, now here's the thing too, they've taught us to think that everything is fair and that we live in some kind of democracy where everyone gets to say and those who make the most sense will always win. The big boys at the top do not and never have played by any fair rules. If you want power and you want to maintain power, you don't play by the rules. That's why they don't care if they're caught up with all their lies. They continue regardless as though they never heard you. And they'll stoop to nothing to get their way. If it's blowing up buildings or a whole city, they will do it if need be. If need be. And we've got to understand that. Never to panic when we see these things come down the pike.
And that's why they're so, I agree with you, that's why they're so angry at 9/11 Truth and demonizing it everywhere, because we've taken their toy of false flag terror, and now people are automatically thinking, is it the government, qui bono, who stands to gain? And it's really angering them.
Mm-hmm. It's angering them, and they put so much money out, and groups, again, anti-groups, you might say, and propaganda from the Pentagon through various agencies that appear as independent news clips. And I've read articles from the Pentagon where they actually do this to brainwash the public and try and poo-poo it. And these silly radicals with their crazy paranoid ideas and repetition of language like that, that's what they hope to win over the general public with. The general public, unfortunately, as I say, you cannot live in reality if you're consuming daily television fiction. Fiction is not fiction to entertain you, it's there to indoctrinate you. And I've lost count. I've tried to keep track of all the shows that come out since 9/11.
All the messages, the anti-family, anti-gun, anti-homeschool,
yes,
anti-free market, anti-pro-world government. All the messages and cartoons about the Illuminati making it a joke. I'm going to make this point and then go to calls. You mentioned how they create mass insanity where people accept mass murder, war, torture, human sacrifice. Look at the Romans. Look at the Aztecs. Look at the Druids where, oh, the sun won't come back during an eclipse if you don't give us your children to sacrifice. Every culture does this. They make you give over your children to be burned in fires or flayed or have their hearts cut out, because if they can make you do that willfully, they have full mind control over you. So human culture always ends up getting dominated by the psychopaths, and they turn the world into the type of world they like, death, destruction, torture, and killing. It's 1% of the population. We've got to identify them, educate the virtuous and good and the mighty to rise up and be the leaders they are to defeat this scum. Do you agree with me, Alan, it's about 1% are psychos?
Oh, I'd say there's a bit more than that. The elite have been breeding for a couple of thousand years at least, probably three, with winners. In other words, those who dominated, that the male is married to a female, is the offspring of some warlord or whatever, and they continue interbreeding with more what they call successful people, ruthless people, until you have generations of them. And they're psychopathic. They also recruit lesser psychopaths who are not born into such high power to serve them in bureaucracy.
And they're actual idiot savants of like this dark mathematics or logic, and they talk about it. I mean, a lot of them don't even have to think to do all these evil, duplicitous things. It just flows through them.
It does flow through. To a psychopath, they look at a problem, and they'll immediately see what seems to them to be the natural straight solution to it. It doesn't matter if it means killing off a bunch of people in the way, as long as you solve the problem. It's very, very easy for them. There's no mental qualms. They don't have guilty consciences. They're very good at problematic sorts.
And that's why the final test for special forces at Delta level is Machiavelli's The Prince. End justifies the means. And if you say, no, I don't believe an end justifies the means, say kill a whole village to blame it on your political enemy. If you say no, they go, oh, you passed. We're going to put you in the bureaucracy somewhere else. you're the type of good guy we want. You're going to be in procurement now. But the ones that say they will kill people and who are innocent, they say, you understand the greater good. You're going to be promoted now.
That's right. That's a noble, they call it the noble lie. Whatever you do must be through deception over the public, and it's called the noble. It's for the greater good, the noble lie. Same thing. And this technique is widely understood at the top. And they do employ lots of psychopathic people to carry it out, who are well paid, by the way. And then you get the stringers. You see, the Pentagon back in the 40s joined with academia for training the public along certain directions of thought. And academia is completely politically correct.
And that came out 3 months ago in the UN document that all the major universities went to UN meetings, hookers, meals, everything for the world government to get them all involved. They know the environment, carbon dioxide isn't bad. They know it's about bringing in a communist collective world state, and it's all there. And they did the psychological test of these people. They hate their fellow man. I mean, I see somebody doing well and happy, or someone with a beautiful wife. I am happy for them. It's like I'm seeing something good, like a sunset. I appreciate wholesomeness. To them, they see you healthy, happy, successful. They hate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they hate it, all right. And academia really is a form of totalitarianism. Believe you me, if you rock the boat within academia, you're out right away. If you don't go along with the agenda, you're demoted or you're out the door very, very quickly. They all know this. They smell the wind, and they're really in it for their personal gain, most of them. They don't care who they're brainwashing or what they're taught to brainwash the youngsters with. They will go along with it quite happily because they're psychopathic themselves, and they're very well paid as well. Self-interest rules them. Yeah.
What percentage would you say are genetic psychopaths versus the psychopathoid, biological android version through the conditioning in the media? What percentage are natural psychos versus quasi horde of hell servant wraith?
Mm-hmm. I'd say probably at the ruling elites level, you're probably looking only at about maybe 20,000 very important families in a descending order. But remember, in a psychopathic culture, and that's what we've had since the feudal age and before, psychopaths get to the top through viciousness and cruelty and slaughter and stealing. But they always give you, in the system, they give you, to dominate you, they also give you a psychopathic culture, which we follow into dog-eat-dog, etc. And that, again, divides us further.
But there's a triple mode there, just within that one layer of programming. They train their people to be ruthless. They'll always protect them and slaughtering, dominating. But then the public is taught to love the torture when it's being done to them or others, but that they've got to be weak and disarmed and servile.
Well, here's the key to it, to controlling the masses. As I said earlier, the masses would turn up in the village or the city of London to watch someone being hung, drawn, and quartered, and their stomach pulled open and their guts ripped out. And they cheer on because the masses who feel helpless and under fear themselves and one step from poverty, I mean utter poverty or even starvation, will project themselves being helpless into that victim. And it's actually a symbolic ritual of the death of the self. And that's what you're cheering on. You hate your life so much that you hate the person who tried and lost, and you lose yourself.
But there's also a mirror there where you imagine yourself as the elite at that moment. Mm-hmm. You're scum, but you're finally having a victory by crime stopping and joining with it.
Yes, because they found, again, in a psychopathic culture, which they give you, and they always generally give you the Soviet or the Nazi model because it's the most recent in our age for such an organized culture. The junior officers around, or the officers around Hitler, literally were psychopathic. They admired the man at the top who has more power than themselves. They worship him like a god. But those beneath them, they treat with a descending disdain to the lower officers because they've got less power than themselves. So a sadomasochistic behavior always is wrapped up with the psychopathic personality.
Absolutely, and it makes them feel powerful to see innocent people torn to bits. Let's take calls. Alex in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I love your work. Hi, Alan. You're doing great work out there, too, so I thank you both, and God bless both you and your families. Now, my question is for Alan, but after sitting on hold and listening to you guys talk on so many important issues in such a short time and such a seamless matter, I just wanted to bring up a quick point to, it's a quick sentence from a young artillery's captain letter home on the last day of World War I. And it goes as follows. It is a shame we can't go into devastate Germany and cut off a few of the Dutch kids' hands and feet and scalp a few of their old men. But I guess it'll be better to make them work for France and Belgium for 50 years. Now, that was sent home on the last day of World War I by Harry Truman, nonetheless. So when he's asked, is it a tough decision for him to drop the bomb? I think we know the psychopaths we're dealing with. But now to my question. Alan, on the Internet, and I heard you talking about how they're going to shut it down, and Alex, you know, talks about shutting it down. Do you think that this has anything to do with the next presidential election? Because I know that an Internet candidate has been predicted by, I think it was Jerry Corsi, for the next election. So I'm wondering if we're having such a huge impact on the Internet where they can't let it...
Well, let's be clear. They're not going to just shut it off overnight. They're going to transmute it over into an unfree web. We have their cybersecurity program. Alan Watt.
That's right. They need you to be on the Internet because... You don't realize they gave it to you to monitor you and to do subroutines and see what groups that you mix with and see what you have in common. And they actually, I've read the articles where the Pentagon has a virtual reality world set up in a massive computer, supercomputer, create computer, with every one of us in it. And they update it daily from the data.
And it's got 93% predictability of where you're going to do, where you're going, what you're going to buy. And they say 93%. That's Washington Post, BBC. It's probably much higher. This is literally a crystal ball they have. Go ahead.
Yeah, in real time, too. It's in real time. It's instantly uploaded into their sites, whatever you're doing, who you're corresponding to, what you're buying, what you're talking about. So they have their pulse on the public.
Now, and, Alan, that's why it's such a joke to go, oh, is the government spying on me without warrants? Of course they are. And then others will say, because they admit they're feeding everything in. Others say, well, why are we on the web then? We are going into the matrix. You know, picture it as people plugged into the matrix, but it's really a physical interface through the eyes, which is a computer plug-in, folks. Your eyes into the TV, into the computer, into the ears. You are plugged into a matrix, and we're literally like that ship coming in and jacking in and going in to get people. And that's literally what's happening. Of course the Internet is evil and built by DARPA. Of course it's the worldwide wiretap to dehumanize. But people say, well, then why are you there? That's where the war is. We're blasting in every direction. We're waking a lot of people up. But the enemy actually sees Alan Watt and I, and I'll see if he agrees, as part of another war game program. They're playing against us and learning and getting better with their computers and their experts on how to understand and track people and see how we're going to move and what movements are going to happen to be 10 steps ahead of us to try to take that over. The key here is reaching through to people who aren't psychopaths in the system and asking them, do you realize the bigger picture? Do you see the larger matrix? Do you really want to be part of this? And I think in that lays the key, Alan Watt.
Exactly. You see, Rockefeller himself talked about the window of opportunity to bringing this world agenda through. Well, the Internet to me, and yourself I'm sure, is just our window of opportunity while we have it. And they are closing down. See, the British Empire, it still exists today. Canada's a dominion of London, basically. Same as Australia. They're using new censorship, government-run censorship techniques on their servers. All servers have to join it. Under the guise, of course, also pedophilia. But there's too many. Well, there's more pedophiliacs up there in government in the British system than there are people who are not. So it's not. So they use it as an excuse. And the first site they attacked was a Christian site that mentioned the word abortion because it's politically incorrect to say negative.
That's right. They're banning dental office websites, Christian sites in Australia, and to set the precedent, they can ban anything. Mm-hmm. And literally, it's like all the TSA employees keep getting caught raping kids. Of course, who do you think the globalists hire? They look at your Internet traffic. They know you're a pedophile. And so when you go to become a Homeland Security person, you're going right to the top. Because they already know you're one of them.
That's right. And you're blackmailable, too, should you ever turn against them for some petty.
Let's take another call. Light. Absolutely. You're compromised. Shannon in Texas, you're on the air. She hung up. Dirk in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Alex and Alan Watt, I just want to tell everybody in the whole world, they need to wake up and to realize that everything you are saying and doing is the absolute truth, and that we are in the InfoWars with the reptilians, and they're in power, and they're trying to take over the world. Basically,
well, Dirk, let me say this. They might as well be reptilians from Planet Pop-Tart because they're so anti-human and so different from us. But what they are is a bunch of psychos. Alan Watt.
The term said reptilian, of course, has been blown out of proportion deliberately. It's actually used in psychology when they talk about a part of the brain where basic survival functions are in all animals and reptiles. It's your survival, that's sex, violence, eating, fighting to survive. That's what they call the reptilian part. Well, it's true the psychopath lives on that part of the brain. They're egocentric, meaning if they want something, they'll do it regardless of rules, regulations, or cultural norms. If they want that little boy or that little girl, they'll have it. And that's a psychopathic personality. They don't go by the
And so they build a big government so they can carry out their torture, murder, and rape. And war with impunity. More calls straight ahead for Kay, James, Eric, and others. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission continues. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the U.S. and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Incredibly massive news has broken. Perfect timing for the next hour when we get into 9/11 truth. This is incredible. Took me a few breaks to be able to read through it. Revealed, Ashcroft, Tenet, Rumsfeld warned 9/11 Commission about line they should not cross. Senior Bush administration officials sternly cautioned the 9/11 Commission against probing too deeply into the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, according to a document recently obtained by the ACLU. Here is the secret document. Now, why is this so important? Several 9/11 commissioners said they were told not to investigate 9/11. All 10 were appointed by Bush. Six of the 10 have said there's a cover-up. John Farmer, the head lawyer, says a criminal cover-up by the Pentagon. ABC News, Nightline, did a hit piece last week saying none of that was true, but never showed any facts. Here is the actual document. This is coming up. Man, my hand's actually shaking. Just, these people did this, folks. Dick Cheney wrote they wanted to stage a terror attack in the PNAC documents. I can't believe what killers these people are. We're going to be going over this. Alan Watts with us this segment, the next. I appreciate him giving us so much time. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com is his site. Great site, great material, great info. Go there, buy books, videos, material, support him. This is so real. And I understand why the average person can't face this horror, because it's scary to know the government's a bunch of murdering criminals. But it's more dangerous not to fight them. And my ancestors fought tyranny. I love liberty. I mean, I am innately a loving person. That means I'm also innately very aggressive and violent towards tyrants. Alan Watt, what would you call the type of person that you are, that I am, who have an instinctual love of humanity versus these psychos?
I think it's summed up in the poem. It says, will mankind go out with a whimper or a bang? That's a different. We have no option. We have no. Your very survival and all this decent and good and humanity that's been around for an awful long time is going to be wiped out unless we do something to save it. And it's not going to be easy. And we're dealing with ruthless people, utterly ruthless, who have all the money and think tanks and propaganda arms in the world to obey them, and armies and so on. It's David and Goliath, but. As I say, truth's got to win out. We have no option. They plan to annihilate us. They're actually doing it with the food, the injections, the spraying in the skies that are going on every day. All that stuff is being done to us, fluoride in the water. We're dealing with utter psychopathic murderers, mass murderers, who believe they're doing it for their own greater good, being the
and we've now hit a jump point. We've now hit a jump point. They're clearly accelerating everything now.
Yes, they have to. To ram everything through, the whole new system. Remember what they kept saying in the last century, that the 21st century is the century of change. That was Obama's speech as well. He's another front man. It wouldn't matter who they put in, to be honest with you, as president. We all know that. They're front men. They don't change the banking system. They don't get right off the debt. They don't do any of those things. They work for the same system. And they have to bring this in. The century of change is where we're being taught that we must reduce our numbers. They're going to force us to reduce our numbers.
Yes, Alan, this is real for folks. This is not a game or a joke. Let's talk to Kay in Ohio. Kay, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless. Say thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alan. You've done an outstanding continuity job of outlining the whole deal. And I can't thank you guys enough. Much admiration. Hey, I wanted to talk about the scientific dictatorship hooked up with the military-industrial complex. The problem also goes throughout China. The scientific community, a large portion of them, have lost their moral ethical compass. We established people like the Epstein.
They don't even have the Hippocratic Oath anymore. Do no harm.
No, but what I'm saying is, a large portion of the scientific community, and I say that about the biological, the chemical, and the technical people, have lost their moral ethic compass and standards, and we set up a lot of these people to uphold. And
I'm going to get Alan to talk about that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.